today I formally announced my bid for the party leadership.
What happened to the current leader?
Well, he's been around 20 years, and it is high time we made the necessary change in order to move the party forward.
So what is your plan in case you become the new chairman? How do you move the party forward?
Well, where we are currently, we are in a political deadlock. The reforms that we had negotiated with President Samia Suluhu Hassan for nearly 2 years have stalled. And the way out of this impasse is for new leadership to come and show, you know, take the party in a different direction altogether. If dialogue has not worked, what do we have in the alternative? It is mass mobilization. It is, you know, to lead the party towards rousing the nation, bringing together various social groups, political parties, social organizations, bring them together in order to organize mass democratic action to force reforms.
So can we say that there is a disagreement between you and the chairman in terms of how to move the party forward?
You are right on the money. I think we have very fundamental disagreement on which way the party should go.
There have been too many developments involving the party and the government. Some of your members have been kidnapped, but we did not see a lot of action from your party.
That is precisely the point. The point is the party seems paralyzed because the current chairman does not seem to want to take Samia Suluhu Hassan on. He doesn't want to burn his bridges with the Samia regime. Our party leaders and activists have been murdered in the most horrible way. Our cadres, our district leaders have been abducted and disappeared. For all intents and purposes, we are back to where we were during the dark days of the Magufuli regime. And the party leadership doesn't seem to know how to get out of this rock. So I'm challenging for the party leadership precisely because we need to get out of this situation.
You have been quoted as saying that the new slogan for Chadema should be no reforms, no election. Can you explain this?
We had local elections like 2-3 weeks ago, and they were a total disaster. They were worse than the 2020 general elections in terms of manipulation of the elections on a national scale. So if this is going to be the norm in our elections, it has become clear to us that they are not prepared to have electoral competition in the country. Now, if they are not prepared to allow electoral competition, then why should we participate in future elections? What for? So we have decided the only way to get us back into elections is to carry out thoroughgoing reforms of the electoral system. And therefore, our position is we fight for reform. And once we have reforms, we'll be happy to participate in future elections. But as things stand, no reform, no elections.
You are also calling for reforms within Chadema, including term limits.
Absolutely, yes. We cannot deal with the Samia dictatorship if our own ranks are what they are currently. And therefore, we must put our house in order first. We must clean up our own act before we can successfully confront the Samia regime. If we don't, it will demoralize our people and we'll not be able to deal with the major challenges that are affecting us as far as Samia Suluhu Hassan's regime is concerned.
Mr. Lissu, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on your program.